Let's get to a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Angel says, hey, Ben and Kelly. Just read it how it's written.
Sure.
Need some advice because I'm freaking out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Been dating this guy for about a month. Okay. I'm happy. Everything's been going well. He's sweet, funny. Beginning to think this could turn into something serious.
That's good. All good signs.
But
what?
He surprised me the other day with a tattoo of my name on his wrist.
Oh.
It's not small either. It's bold. There's even a rose with it.
Okay.
I kind of froze when he showed me. I didn't know what to say. I just kind of awkwardly said, that's cool. But inside I was panicking.
Yeah.
He does have other tattoos, so it's not like it's his first one, but sure. Still, we've only been together a month.
Mm.
Is this supposed to be romantic?
Mm.
Or is it a giant red flag waving in my face? I don't know if I should be flattered or what, so thanks for any advice.
Just be flattered.
Okay.
Next.
That's it. Next. That's sweet. Next.
All right.
That is a bold move. That's a bold move.
That is.
You're a month in. He didn't mention, hey, I was thinking of doing this.
You're just like, hey, check out what I did.
Yes. Yeah.
That's different than like, hey, guess what? We're going to take a weekend trip.
Yes. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. That is a bold move to make. I don't know if it's a run red flag, but I don't, and, but then again, I don't know how you bring it up because that's not easily erased. You can erase it, but.
Listen, Kelly's never had a boyfriend tattoo her name on their body. So.
Nope.
I have never had a girlfriend tattoo my name on her body.
Nope.
So we come from a land of just speculation and wonder.
Yes, speculation and wonder. Been married nearly 19 years, and we are not going to mark each other's bodies like that.
Because you just never know, right, Kelly?
No. We're not tattoo people.
Because you just never know. As soon as you get a Michael right there on your bicep, then all of a sudden you can be like, hey, you know what? Trading you in for another model.
Yep. That could be the kiss of death. Yeah, I don't know. It's always, I feel like, a risky move, especially if you have not been in a long-term committed relationship and you don't know how your partner feels about that. Mm. I feel like that is something you consult each other on, right?
Do
you? Right? Again, don't know. Not there.
Yeah.
Not my world.
Yeah. I know. I remember one time my wife and I talked about tattoos, and it was more like she was surprised that I was considering or would consider a tattoo.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, I have virginal skin. It has not been
touched by a needle
or ink.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yes, exactly. So, you know, I don't know. I tend to go, okay, well, if there are other qualities, I mean, you're only a month in. You're not going to know the real him yet.
Well,
that's the thing.
What Trina says. A month. The other three years in can't get a proposal and you're getting a tattoo.
Oh man. I just forgot about that. We recently had a group therapy who she's like 3 years in and he's like, yeah, I don't want to get married. And meanwhile, Emma. Angel's like, he's tattooing my name on his body after a month. Oh man.
That is an excellent point.
Hopefully our other listener isn't listening to this one. Going, son of a gun.
but no, she's saying run,
yeah.
Change your number, delete, block from socials. Hopefully he doesn't know where you live. If he does move, this is so creepy.
All right. Anyways, 502-795-1997. Tell us your story. Tell us your experience with this, because maybe that can help either talk her off the ledge or give her the juice that she needs to be like, you know what? Maybe this isn't going to work out.
I think she's right to question it and to come to us, because this feels initially like, oh.
Oh.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
It gives you that kind of...
Is that real? Okay. All right. It's not henna?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Fantastic. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. The question isn't to tattoo or not to tattoo someone you just started dating after a month, because it's already happened. It's 99.7 DJX. The question is, is it enough of a flag, red or not, to just say, okay, that's creepy, bye-bye?
Yeah, see yourself out of the relationship.
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor calls her show all the time. Not a real doctor.
She better have some good tread on them shoes. She needs to run. She needs to run. Oh, my gosh. And here's the thing, guys. I don't care. A month, a year, 10 years, 20 years. Don't tattoo somebody else's name on your body, unless it's your children. I get that. But
yes.
It's a hard no. 1 month in. Here's the thing. What's her name, Angel? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. If it was a different woman, Beth or Jane or whatever, he would have done the same thing. It's not the fact that he's in love with her. It's the fact that he's in love with having somebody as a placeholder. No. Run. Move away. Alaska has a lot of good space in it.
Andrew.
Alaska.
Andrew, the Love Doctor. It sounds like you're just jealous that no woman has tattooed your name onto their body.
Nope, that doesn't sound
and
like that at all.
Thank God for that.
All right, buddy. Hey, thank you so much.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, this does not sound like it's a good thing.
There are a lot of people rolling in that say, hey, I have tattoos. I have tattoos. I have tattoos. Like Jessica, I'm covered in tattoos, full sleeve and more. Rule number one, never tattoo someone's name unless it's your kids or a memorial tattoo.
Yes.
It's bad luck and creepy. Allie says, I have lots of ink. Significant other names are off limits. Yep. I don't get permanent ink for anything that could be temporary. That includes marriages, let alone a boyfriend.
Ooh, okay. All right. Alicia says, tattoo shops call this repeat business. Also, my ex-husband still has my name tattooed on his leg.
Oh, that's sweet.
We divorced about 2 years after he did it.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't know if this always seems to be like the kiss of death for relationships, right?
Who was it that said, someone else said that they have, their dad, got a tattoo of their mom.
Did it work out?
No. And he still has the tattoo. And yeah, exactly.
Dr. Aaron says, yeah, I have a small tattoo. I can cover it anytime. No names are involved, though. I would only ever tattoo the names of my children.
Yeah, Sean said my dad got a tattoo of his wife at the time on him. They're no longer together. He regrets it.
Ooh.
Thinks it's a warning sign, but just enough to keep an eye on him. So that, and that's my thing. It's like, all right. Maybe he was... Yeah, and I know you're not supposed to get a tattoo drunk, or at least tattoo artists aren't supposed to tattoo people who are drunk.
Right.
I think that's the, maybe it's not a written code, but it's certainly an unwritten rule. But it's something where, you know, maybe he just had a moment, a spur of the moment. He's like, you know what? This girl, I love her. She's awesome. I'm going to do
this.
This
is going to show her how serious I am.
Yeah. If he doesn't do anything else that is red flag-like, then maybe just, yeah, like Sean said, just keep an eye on him. But
he could just be really excited about you, Angel. He could be really excited. But this is very presumptuous at this point in the relationship. And to not even, I feel like if you're considering that, don't you run that by your partner?
You'd think.
I feel like that's one that we discuss. Jen says, no, Kelly, this is stalker-like behavior. Okay.
I got a text from another fail tattoo. My ex-husband got my initials on his shoulder after a month, and then a couple years later got my full name on his chest.
Oh,
needless to say, we're no longer together.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, and Andrew says, I get really excited about tacos. I don't tattoo it on my body.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Nobody is saying this is totally fine. It's really sweet.
I mean,
no one's saying that.
I feel like we've been very negative.
Of course.
Recently.
We have.
With these group therapies.
We automatically jump there.
And,
for sure.
And are just not giving anyone a chance.
We rarely give them the benefit of the doubt.
Trina says, no, Benjamin. No, we're not giving him another opportunity.
Okay.
He doesn't get another chance to be more creepy.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Someone else said, I have my kids' birthday tattooed on me. I won't even tattoo their name, because what if they change their name years from now?
What?
They can't change the birthday, LOL.
What if my kids change their name?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Could happen. All right. Okay. Well, hey, I guess, yes, we're saying red flag. I mean, Angel, this is... I don't necessarily say it's 100% red flag. I do say that it is a definite orange flag.
Creepy is a term that is coming up often in the responses. Creepy.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, yeah, this is obsession-like, this is stalker-like, this is creepy. So, all right.
I mean, I would at least, do we talk to him and say, listen, I feel like that is way too big of a gesture for this point in our relationship. And then see if he offers to have
cover it up.
Covered up, changed, so it's not
or
necessarily.
Maybe,
or see, do we see how he reacts to that?
Or maybe he's just
cut
like.
And run? Everyone's
like,
saying cut and run.
Maybe he's like, oh, well, that's just the first part of the tattoo. The second part, I'm spelling. I know her name's not really Angel, but it's like Angelic or something. I don't know.
No. Or
right.
I'm adding my name and forever.
All right. Well, all right. I originally was saying maybe this isn't so bad. Maybe I'm changing my tune. All right.
Yeah, people are saying creepy and obsession.
Sure,
creepy,
sure,
obsession,
sure, sure, sure.
Stalker, creepy, session. So maybe we listen to the tea leaves in the form of all of the comments that say that.
Yeah, all right. That's good enough for us. Let's go ahead and say.
I always want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, that is really sweet. Because, again, I haven't had anybody want to tattoo me on them.
Again, Kelly, that's.
That's probably a good thing, though. That's probably best.
It is probably best.
It's probably best.
They'd probably spell your name wrong, too. Kelly with an I. You're like, oh,
yep. K-E-L-L-I. No, that's not how you thought.
We've been married for almost 20 years. All right. Hey, good luck. I'm sorry. That's kind of the consensus. And you know what? Your gut is telling you right.
Yeah, the fact that you even like thought to ask us about it, I feel like
that's telling you it's a red flag. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. So, coming up.